No, something very different for you this afternoon. We are talking about a very interesting show that's coming to Listowel this month. It's about Molly Bloom, the character from Ulysses. And joining me on the line to talk about this is Aideen Maloney. Aideen, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you? Good afternoon to you, too.
Very well, thank you. And thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it and appreciate your time. Aideen, we'll address it straight out from the front. You are the daughter of a very famous musician, in case people don't know already. We might as well get that out of the way.
Yeah. So my name is Aideen Maloney, and my father is Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains, the founder and leader of the group, the Chieftains, and my late father, I should say. And so I'm bringing a show down to Listowel. And I'll be quite honest with you, it's a tour of a play that I adapted for 20 years I worked on, and with music by my late father, Paddy Maloney. And so every venue that we're going to has a personal connection to me and to my father, but mostly to my father, because the tour is in his honour. And St. John's Theatre there in Listowel, it was actually, I think he said it was one of his favourite places. He just loves Kerry, and he loved St. John's Theatre, so it was only natural for us to be coming there.
That's excellent. And can you tell us a bit about the show itself? People may be familiar with the character Molly from mm-hmm. Ulysses, but this is, I suppose, centred around her.
It is indeed. It's not. I have a very unique interpretation of Molly Bloom, and you know, not only with my performance, but within the adaptation, I haven't changed any of Joyce's language or his words or in any way. But I've worked on this for over 20 years. To adapt it, and this interpretation is a very modern and fresh look at the character of Molly Bloom, less of the more traditional interpretation, which is a woman in a bed enjoying herself. It's much more outside in her mind. I've gone a little deeper into the character and looking, I think, more realistically at what she's thinking and how she's feeling about the words that she's saying. And so it's a roller coaster ride. It captures women at a certain age who are at the crossroads of life and wondering what they're going to do next, and will there be another day? Will there be another springtime for them? Will there be
Hello, Aideen. I think we might have lost you there for a second. Are you with us?
You got me? I'm here.
Yes, you're back now. Sorry, you just left us for a quick second. You were saying that this is examining for women who are wondering, will they have another spring to come?
Exactly, another dawn, another sunrise. You know, the springtime of life. You know, I think not only women, I think people in general, we get to a certain stage in our lives and we wonder, well, what's next, and what have I done with my life, and what will I do with my life? And I think, you know, I think James Joyce created a character that is very realistic and very identifiable, even today, to all women. I believe that the interpretation and the performance is what's key, and I certainly don't shy away from the tragedies in her life and the joys in her life. But I make it, I make it very real. In particular, women, women, you don't have to have any prior knowledge of James Joyce or Ulysses, or even if you do and you don't like the character, it's very different. This is a very different take. And women from all walks of life are, you know, really identifying with her and identifying with the play and the journey that Molly Bloom takes to rediscover herself.
And can I ask about the, I suppose, the audio element to it? When was it that you started incorporating music and making that such an essential part of it?
Well, I started adapting the play in 2003, for the stage. But I also did a full audio version of the performance of the chapter of the Penelope chapter, and I recorded it and released it as a double album on iTunes. But I collaborated with my father, Paddy Maloney, and on the music. And Joyce created this monologue made up of 7 sentences with no other punctuation that lasts for 4 hours. And I thought, well, why 7 sentences? If you're going to do stream of consciousness and not use punctuation, why just do the whole thing like that? So there's got to be a reason for that. And I'm looking at the text, I realized that, you know, she drifts in and out. There are moments where the punctuation is placed at moments where it's, you know, her thoughts end, her consciousness ends. So I thought, well, what takes over at that point is the subconscious. And I wanted the music to represent her subconscious, or what she is searching for, which is herself and her identity and, you know, what she doesn't know so well, which is her mother. You know, she never knew her mother, who was Spanish. And so that takes over. So the music is beautifully woven into it.
And I suppose as well, you know, is there an element of, since the passing of your father, that this is a way to connect with him on a different level, I suppose, than
Absolutely.
Most people would experience?
Absolutely. This is very personal for me. You know, obviously I'm grieving and have been very badly grieving since he passed away. But my father always had great spirit, great drive, and a great sense of humor. And I thought, you know, he wouldn't want me going downhill. And, you know, I always know with him, he was a workaholic. So I said, I'm going to just throw myself into this again and do an Irish tour in his honor. And with the music, I feel he's really with me. Obviously, I can hear him playing, you know, and it's very moving. It can really you know, upset me at times, but it's a joy. You know, it's also so joyous because the music is so joyous and it's so exquisite, and his playing. And not only do I hear him playing, but when I asked him to record the pieces on his whistle, I said, I want them very simple, very pure, because they're meant to represent Molly Bloom as a young girl and as a little girl. So I hear him inhales before each phrase of music, you know, like take a breath in before playing the tin whistle. And to hear, you know, him inhale, he's alive. And his music is alive. And every venue, as I said, that we're going to has a deeply personal connection, including St. John's. And you know, yesterday we went to Drogheda Arts Centre in Drogheda, for example. And I used to pester my father to bring me for drives to Drogheda on a Sunday because I wanted to see the head of St. Oliver Plunkett. This is when I was a child. And, you know, the poor man, God love me, used to have to take his little girl who had a fascination with the horror, you know, of everything, the macabre. And so, you know, that was one, you know, thing. And obviously I wanted to go back to revisit these places.
And as well, like, you know, you say that he's with you when the songs are on, but he's also with the audiences. And, you know, it's Absolutely. I'm sure it's nice to bring that element of, you know, he lives on in every show, and he lives on then to the ears of everyone who hears it and the eyes of everyone watching as well.
Absolutely. He's very present. And yet the music is, you know, it's very delicately woven into it. It's not heavy-handed, you know, and it comes in and out. It's not all the way through the play, all the way. It's a one-woman play, so it's not all the way through underscoring, but in places, it's like surges of emotion that come in and, you know, and then withdraw. And he's just, it's very much a two-hander. in at times between me and the music, and you know, it's gorgeous and it's simple. There's a lot of Spanish element in there as well, because, you know, as I said, Molly Bloom is half Irish, half Spanish. So, you know, I wanted to bring in that Moroccan feel. You know, her mother was quite mysterious. And, you know, she'd grown up in Gibraltar. And by her father, raised by her father, who was Irish. And so she's half and half. And so I wanted to bring all of that rich quality into her character. And he certainly, you know, Daddy certainly pulled that off. You know, he went over to Galicia and recorded rhythmic, you know, elements with Carlos Nunez and Xhorxa Nunez in Galicia for me, and then recorded here in Dublin with using a beautiful harpist that he worked with him in the Chieftain's Tree, and a Marshall recorded some harp along with the whistle for him, so it's very sweet, very delicate.
I suppose that, you know, that international element and incorporating all those international sounds probably helped it lend itself to the international tour that it has been on. And what kind of feedback have you been getting from the tour of countries other than Ireland?
Fascinating. Because, first of all, people tend to shy away. They're afraid of Ulysses, you know, and I read it when I was a child, you know, to be honest with you. And not because I'm very smart or intelligent, but because I had nothing else to read and we didn't have a television, and I found this book and I read out loud. And it should be read out loud because it's a piece of music, the language, the rhythms, it's music that Joyce has written. And it's not something that anybody should shy away from. It's take it as it is and let it wash over you and wash through you. It's not that complicated. And if there's things you don't understand, don't try to understand. Just let it wash, the sounds wash through you. And so... So on tour with it, and into, you know, I've won multiple awards with it now in New York and several productions, and many of the people that come have, most of the people who have come have no knowledge of James Joyce or Ulysses, or they have great fear of it. And all of them have gone away thinking and expressing, oh my God, this is great. I totally understand this woman. I understand what he's saying. And wanting to have another look or dive in for the first time into Ulysses. And that's the most satisfying thing, that somebody who's adapted something or written a play or performing something or interpreting something can do. You know, it's really important, and it's the most gratifying thing to hear things like that, especially from women who are over 50, 55 and over, well into their 90s. You can hear them in the audience. You know, I used to hear a lot of African-American women sitting in the audience going, uh-huh, mm-hmm, you know, agreeing with Molly Bloom about what men are like and this and that and the other. And, you know, they have no knowledge of James Joyce or Ulysses, and God bless them. So even in Ireland, you know, I could hear women of a certain age giggling, you know, in recognition of certain elements of this character, you know. Yeah. And, you know, it seems to be appealing to women of a certain age, and men, of course. You know, I don't leave out men either, but women in particular. And also, what was so satisfying, and this is something that shocked me, and you know, when we were performing in New York, and I was very shocked by this, that young girls, women of, 18, 19, 20, 21, up to about 28, usually students, they were like, I like this character. She's very honest. And I'm thinking, you did your job, James Joyce. You know, it's unedited. She's on her own in a room. And like life, she is the symbol of life, of Mother Earth. And like life, there's the good and the bad, the ugly and the beautiful. And James Joyce doesn't shy away from that. And neither do I. you know, and I don't apologize for it. You know, I just, no woman apologizes for, you know, giving birth or for all the problems that you have as your physical problems, you know. So it's gorgeous.
And, you know, I could listen to you all day, Aideen, but unfortunately we're almost out of time, but I must ask you, do you have details for us? It's coming to St. John's Theatre in Listowel. Can you give the listeners indication of the date and time and if they can buy tickets
Oh, yes, it's St. John's Theatre in Listowel, and it's on Friday, June 9th, that's next week, next Friday night, it's at 8 p.m. And there are tickets available directly with St. John's Theatre in Listowel.
Excellent. Well, to be a fly on the wall of that theatre be some experience, I'd say. But thank you very much, Aideen, for taking the time to talk to us.
You.
I appreciate the chat.
It's been great. Thanks very much.
No problem at all.
Take care.
And yourself as well. That is Aideen Maloney there, whose show about Mary Bloom is coming to Listowel, as she said there, next Friday night at 8 o'clock in St. John's Theatre. And as she said, there's tickets available directly from the theatre. Now, before we go to our